stopped.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank
Hallelujah.
You, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Father,
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. We magnify your name, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. All right, people of God, that Cash App is Bishop Eric Clark, $ Bishop Eric Clark. All right, you can go to our website, EKC Ministries. You can peruse there. There's a lot of things on our website that we have available to you. You can do it. You can go to and put up your GPS, Guiding People to Salvation. You can put in a prayer request. You can also give through our website. Again, the website is ekcministries.org. All right, I'm going to turn this portion over to Sister Mildred. You ready?
Yes. Good morning, Mildred Lanier. Finish the task. Father, we love you, we praise you, and we lift you up on this morning. We glorify your holy name, oh God. We honor you and we give you thanks on this morning. We thank you, Jesus, for just being who you are in our life. We thank you for covering us on this week. We thank you for just your strength that's with us, God. Father, we thank you for who you are and for giving us wisdom, oh God. We thank you for knowledge, understanding, and wisdom, Father. Father, we love you with our hearts, God. Father, we thank you for our hearts, efforts, and labor, and our strength, oh God. Let us give you we give you our whole heart on this morning, oh God. We thank you, God, that you're with us, and we thank you for your presence, God, as you set out a journey for our life, God, as you set out a journey and a task that you set before our life that to finish, oh God, to finish in your name, God. Even as we seek you for our lives, God, we thank you for what you have in store for us, God. Give us the grace and the endurance, God. Give us the mercy that we need to finish the task that you have prepared for us and that you have set before us, oh God. Give us the peace and the ability to continue, oh God, to continue for you and for your glory, oh God. Continue to give us divine insight and divine wisdom and divine discernment that you're with us, oh God, that you're with us as we go through this journey in life, as we go through the task that you have set before us, God. Let us trust you and let us obey you, oh God, as you continue, God, to prepare our table for us, oh God. Father, help us to seek your guidance and your strength. Bring restoration to our life as we go through on our journey, oh God. God, give us what we need, God, when we're weary, when we're distressed, when we're confused, God, when we're feeling uncertainty in the midst of our task, oh God. Give us the faith that we need to, when our faith feels wavered, oh God. Give us the faith that we need to carry on, God. Father, we need you to keep us and to help us, God. Help us stand uprightly before you and let us be pleasing in thy sight, God, as we go through this task that you set before our life, the task that we obey you and the task that we trust you, that we read your word as you guide us for what you have for us and store for us in our life, oh God. Father, give us the rest and strength that we need to be perseverance, oh God. We need you, oh God. We need you to continue to do a mighty work in us as we complete and finish our task, God. We need your help when pressure comes, oh God. We need your help when we feel unsuccessful and when we feel fear. We need your help when we feel defeat and failure, God. We need you to continue to lift us, God, as you set a course for our lives, oh God, as you set a task for us to fulfill in your name, Jesus. God, give us the patience and energy and the courage, God, that we need to finish the task that you set up before us, oh God. God, we know the race isn't given to the swift or the strong, but he that endures to the end, God. God, give us the strength that we need, God, to endure, God. We give us the strength that we need to endure, God, to endure in your will and to endure in your word, oh God. Give us the strength that we need, God, to endure, Father. Father, help us to finish the race and make our lives a testimony of your grace, God. Let us finish the task and hear your voice, thy good and faithful servant. Thy good and faithful servant, great is thy faithfulness, God. Father, we lift up our hearts to you even on this morning, God. As you set out a task during birth, as we finish the task with our children, oh God. It was a task that you've given us to finish, oh God. God, we thank you. Thank you for those that have finished the task and those that are in the midst of the task. Let them finish the task in your name, Jesus. Let them show them your way and your will, God, for their life. Let them be the ones that introduce their children to you, Jesus, as they finish the task of being a mother, God, as they finish the task of being fathers, God. We pray this morning, Father, that you continue to lift us up, God. We pray that you continue to give us what we need to endure in the midst of the task, God. Father, we thank you for Jesus, God. We thank you for showing us what it takes to finish a task, God. We thank you for showing us what it takes, God, the stripes and the lashes, oh, God, the long suffering, the betrayal, God, the bickering, the lied upon, God, the shame, humiliation, distress, and uncertainty. God, we thank you for using Jesus, God, to show us what it takes to finish a task, what it takes to finish a task mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. God, we thank you for what you set before us, oh God. We thank you that he showed us he paid it all, God. He paid it all completely, totally, and permanently, Father, for our sins, Father. We thank you for it, God. We thank you for showing us what it takes to finish a task, God. God, our hearts is lifted up on this morning. We give you thanks on this morning, God. Help us to finish the task that you set before our life, oh God. Help us to finish the task that you set before our life with our children, with our families, with our loved ones, God, even in our ministries, oh God. God, we lift up this morning our pastors, our bishop. We lift up the deacons and the deaconess, our ministry, the church, oh God. Help us to finish the task, God, as we lift up our bishop's arms, that he finish his task, oh God. Give him wisdom, oh God. Give him discernment. God, let him know that your presence is with him, God, as he carry his cross, God. Let him know that you're with him, God. Let our ministry know that you're with us, oh God, in Jesus' name, God. Let us complete and finish our task, God, the task that you set out before us, oh God. Give us glory on this one. Let your glory be with us on this morning, oh God. Father, we pray this morning that you continue to lift up our spirit, God. Let us be patient in spirit and not proud in our spirit, God. We pray this morning, Father, that you do a good work in us as you bring us to completion, God. Bring us to completion of our task, God. Father, help us to understand that you do all things according to thy will, thy purpose, and thy glory, oh God. Help us to understand, God, that you're faithful, God, and you're faithful, God, and you're faithful to what trust in you and what's obedient to you, God. Thank you for redirecting our path, God, even when we fell off, God. Even when we fell off, God, you were there. You showed your love, your everlasting love, your everlasting kindness, your unconditional love, and your sacrificial love, oh, God. And we thank you for it, God, for lifting us up, God. We thank you, God, for putting us back on course, God, and for your will and for your glory, oh, God. And we praise you for it on this morning, God, because there is none like you, God. We thank you for all that you're doing. Great is thy in our life, Father. Father, you are good and you are faithful, God. And we thank you, God. Your great works are to be fulfilled in our life, God. And we thank you for helping us, God, giving us the help we need to fulfill the great works in our life, God. Your word, your understanding, your knowledge, your greatness, your sanctification, God, your sacrifice, God. We thank you for it, God, and continue to help us, God. Continue to strengthen us, God. We need your strength to continue the task. We need your strength to complete the task, and we need your strength to finish it, God. We need your strength, God, and it's time that we need to be restored and renewed, God, as we walk through the task, oh God. It's time that we need your restoration. We need your renewed strength, God. We need your renewed purpose, God. We need a renewed word in our life, God. We need you to continue to uplift us, oh God. God, the task is not easy, God, but we trust you in it, God. We trust you in it, God. We trust you that you would carry us on, God, and lead us on, God. Father, I pray this morning that you continue to uplift us, God. Continue, God, as we cast our burdens on you, God, as we continue the task in your name, Jesus, for you alone are worthy, God. Let us be more like you, God, as we go through our task. Let us deal more as you deal, Father. Let us be more into you, oh God. Continue to speak to our hearts, oh God. Continue to uplift us, oh God. God, continue to be there for us, oh God. Continue to show us. Continue to guide us. Continue to speak to our hearts, God. Continue to lead us, God. We need your leading. We need your guidance, God. We need your strength, God, as we move on in our task, God. As we move on in the task that you set out for our life, God. It is our desire, our heart's desire to fulfill your purpose. It is our heart's desire to fulfill your will, God. It is our heart's desire to be more like you, God, to speak to the life of others, God, in your name, God, and for your name's sake. Excuse me, God, we love you, we praise you, and we lift you up. For there is none like you. help us to deal with the things that our emotions, God, as we go through these tasks. So, God, help us to deal with the emotions, God, that we have to endure as we go through our, as we go through finishing our task. So, God, help us to deal with compassion and distress, God. Help us to deal with sadness and anger, God. Help us to deal with loneliness, God, as we go through our task. Strengthen us, God, as we try to finish our task, as we lift up our hands even on this morning and we lift up our hearts to you, God. Help us to finish the task in wisdom and strength, God. Help us to finish in boldness, oh God. Help our light to shine, God, as we finish our task, God, in your name, Jesus. Help us to be, help us to put the crown upon our head, God, that you've given us at the end, Father. We love you and we praise you even on this morning. We lift you up, God. We command your spirit to be with us on this morning, God. Into thy hand, God, we commend your spirit, God, as we finish our task, God. Lift us up, God, in spirit and in truth. We love you, Jesus. We glorify you and we magnify you on this morning. Give us the strength that we need to endure, God, even in our task that you've given us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We glorify God. Thank you, Sister Mildred. I almost said Minister Mildred. Sister Mildred, for that prayer. All right. That was a good word. You do have your own ministry. You got your family. You got your friends. So, Minister Mildred, we glorify God. Thank you for that prayer. And thank you, Sister Alicia, for that prayer. All right, people of God, it's time for us to honor the Lord. Some people can't stay the whole hour. You may need to leave, and I want to encourage you all before you leave to go to our website, ekcministries.org. You can give there, or you can give by way of Cash App, which is $ Bishop Eric Clark. You can give that way. And encourage your family and friends, encourage those that are in your sphere of influence to come on into the prayer. Some people just wake up with a mind to pray, so have them join us in the mornings at 8 o'clock. As long as you can share the prayer line, people will have new people. So we want you all to make sure you do your part because we're doing ours. All right. You can go back also these days and get the daily prayers. If you miss them, you can go back and get them. All right. I'm going to turn this portion over to our next prayer lead, Pastor Buckner.
Grace and peace. Can you hear me good?
We can.
Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. It's good to be with the people of God connected. Hallelujah. So I know that even the storms, when they come, I'm not by myself. I got my co-workers and co-laborers in Christ with me, praying with me, praying for me, and now. Thank those. Wait a minute. Why I keep saying muted?
We can hear you. We can hear you. We can hear you. Okay. That was me.
Thank you. For Sister Alicia for her prayer this morning. Is that Alicia from Texas?
Yes, it
Praise
is.
The Lord. Praise the Lord, my little sister. I hadn't heard from you in a while. Good to hear from you. Blessings on you and your family. Blessings on, what's that, Minister Mildred? Thank you, Mildred. my sister praying. I always tease Mildred because I say, Mildred, you don't say nothing. You just go right into prayer. She said, I'll leave that for you, Terry. Leave that for you. But thank you all. And, of course, my pastor Lenore is on. Blessings upon you and your family. Man, I'm excited about what God is doing, even though I'm in a storm. But guess what? There's going to be peace in the midst of the storm. Peace is going to be in your heart, whose mind is stayed on thee. It's God that gives this peace. God gives this peace. And I'm praying for all those over in this war and Gaza. And it's just, it's, it's mind blowing to think, bear with me for a second, that we got it's a war going on, and when we wake up and we look at our neighbors and check our house and our surroundings, they wake up and their neighbor's house may be just gone. The whole family just gone. My God, and I couldn't even imagine. They go to school. They don't wake up and get the kids ready for school. They get the kids ready for war and devastation, destruction. My God, in the name of Jesus. Some don't even wake up. Some been awoke for 5-6 days because they just don't know when the next bomb is coming. I pray for these individuals. Pray for their country. I pray for their leadership. I pray that they would trust in the true and living God. I pray that they would call on the Lord to cease this war. God that is in control of everything. And I ask God to send peace their way, peace in their hearts and their minds. In the name of Jesus, we bind up all fear that's coming their way. Perfect peace will cast out fear. Perfect love in the mighty name of Jesus. Praying for all those who are on our prayer list today. Let me look at our prayer list real quick. Praying for all our mothers. Of course, I'm always praying for the mothers, my spiritual mothers, in the mighty name of Jesus. Charisse, we praying for a brother who's sick in Mississippi. We're praying for Ayana. Praying for Keisha. We're lifting up in prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. God's hand be upon them. Mike Alexander's mom, of course, peace in that situation, peace in Mike's heart and comfort. And Keisha, Uncle Eric, the church over in Africa, we asking for peace. We're asking for comfort. We're asking for love and joy. All the nursing homes and rehabilitation centers, we're praying for the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, would be with them in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for all, of course, our mothers, our spiritual mothers. We're praying for them. We thank you for all the people, the prayer list, the prayer warriors, the prayer leads, the prayer hosts, the body of Christ Assembly, all our co-laborers across the land, we're praying for them also. In 1 Thessalonians, we'll start reading about, he says, what's that about, verse 15, 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 15. See that no one pays back evil for evil, but always try to do good to each other and to all people. Always be joyful. Never stop praying. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong in Christ Jesus. Do not stifle the Holy Spirit. Do not scoff prophecies, but test everything that is said. Hold on to what is good. Stay away from every kind of evil. Now may the God of peace, this God of peace, make you holy in every way, and may your whole spirit, soul, body be kept blameless until the Lord Jesus Christ comes. The God of peace. Let's pray. Father, I thank you. I thank you because you're the God of peace. I thank you today, God, that we know that there's wars and rumors of wars, but I pray that you would some kind of way stop this war, because I know that you're in control of everything. I pray for the people over there, the children over there, the leaders over there, that they will be in peace. I pray that they would hear your voice. They would hearken unto your voice, Lord, and want to be a part of your will and cease taking away all the evilness and anger and bitterness in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. I pray for peace in the homes of the believers this morning. I pray for peace in their home, peace in their relationship, peace in their children, peace in the co-workers, peace upon the neighbors, peace upon the police department, peace upon these young men who want to take over the streets. They call it street takeovers. I pray for peace, my God. If they can get together and try to take something over, why can't they get together and just pray? Get together and hold one another's hand and believe God for change. Believe God for miracles. Believe God to have peace in their hearts and their minds and their souls in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that everyone's heart with ever the desire is that it be met right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Some desire peace, some desire a door to be opened in their court, their finance. Some to desire a new home this morning. Some desire a new place to stay this morning. Some desire extra money this morning, extra finances this morning. Pray for that this morning for them. Excuse me. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask God to be with them. I ask God to strengthen them. Ask God to heal them. Healing across the land, Lord. I speak healing. I speak healing across the land in the name of Jesus. Healing in their heart, in their mind, in their souls. I ask God for these things in the name of Jesus, according to his will. And I say thank you, Father. I say thank you for all that you have done for the people of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the blessings that you have bestowed upon them. Thank you for their testimonies that will begin to go forth because of the goodness of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for the spirit of forgiveness, how you have forgiven our heart and cleansed us. Thank you, Lord, for the time of communion when we take up the juice that represents your body, that represents your blood. And thank you, Lord, that you have cleansed us from all unrighteousness in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for the spirit of unity we had on Sunday. Oh, what a wonderful word. We thank you. We thank you for the X factor. What a wonderful word. Just chewing on that word. It's so good. And we bless you, Lord. We thank you. You're just a blessing. That's all. Bless. Thank you for allowing us to be, to forget and be fruitful. My God, to forget and be fruitful, to keep on going. Thank you for the word of encouragement. Thank you for the power of the word. My God, the power of the word right now resurrected things inside my spirit. It just stirred me up. And what a word. Why, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for our man of God. My man of God is always on time, always on time. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the people, the children, all the children be blessed today. We place a hedge of protection around them today. We ask that there be no hurt, harm, or danger come to them in the name of Jesus. Safety while they're on their way to school. Safety on the school bus. Safety while they're waiting for the bus. Safety as they travel to and fro with the peace of God placed in their heart, in their minds, and their soul, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless the people that are on the way to the workplace, the ones that are already working right now. We bless them. We bless them. We bless their coworkers that they're surrounded with. We bless that all of them would live in peace and harmony. We thank God for those who are underneath the sound of my voice right now. We pray that they be the lamb in the household, the one lamb in the workplace. My God, one lamb, even in the neighborhood, my God, in the name. Well, somebody's going to shed their light, and we pray, God, that they will be able to touch someone with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We thank you. We thank you once again, Father, for all that you have done to all our co-laborers all across the land, those in Texas, those in New Mexico, those in Kansas City, those in North Carolina, those down in Florida. We've asked you to bless them. Bless them. Extend love and favor upon their life right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Extend their love and peace. My God, the peace that's on them will get on others. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. We bind up that spirit of evilness and that spirit of malice and anger and bitterness. We bind that up and we just speak peace today. Peace be still. Peace be in our heart and our minds. The peace that God gives. The peace that God gives. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to have peace. Peace in our heart and our minds and our souls. We thank you. We thank you. And we pray that, God, all those will be blessed today. All those will be blessed, blessed, blessed. We speak blessings today upon the people of God. We speak doors that will be open that no man can shut. My God, in the name of Jesus, peace even in their relationship. Peace always be in their homes and their hearts and minds. We thank you. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you that it's already been done. Everything that's been spoken this morning has already been done. We thank you in advance. We praise you. We praise you for what you're doing because, God, we understand that you're in control. We know that you're the author, the finisher of our faith. We put our complete trust in you. We trust in you. We believe you, God. We stand on your promises. We stand upon your word. We stand upon what has already been spoken over us. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We're going to forget it and be fruitful. Oh, Jesus, you're good. You're good. You're good. You can't forget it and be fruitful if you don't have peace in your heart. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You cannot forget it and be fruitful if you don't have peace in your heart. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We thank you. We bless you, people of God. We bless our pastor, Lenore. We bless her. Bless her. Continue to bless her. She's a wonderful, wonderful worker in the kingdom of God. And our man of God, Bishop Clark, my God, he never fails to amaze me. He never fails to amaze. Bless him. Give him strength. Give him rest, Lord. Give him rest and peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you, people of God. Thank you for giving me the opportunity and the time to just share what's on my heart and just be blessed. Be blessed. Thank God for the peace. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Buckner. We glorify God. You always pray an on-time prayer. I give God praise for that. All of you all do. But this was exceptional, and I praise God for you, Pastor Buckner. People of God, if you have to leave, you can leave now. But before you leave, make sure you send a seed. You can do that at ekcministries.org, or you can go to our Cash App, Bishop Eric Clark, and you can give that way. Make sure you stay connected by texting the word MAXIMIZE to 55444. All right, it's my turn to lead the prayer. I'm your ending prayer lead this morning. And I am going to read in your hearing Mark 4:35 all the way out. And the same day, when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat upon the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? There's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this away. If your soul not anchored in Jesus, it will surely Drift away, drift away, Lord, drift away. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, it will surely drift away. Praise the name of Jesus. I just had to get that out. There's a storm out on the ocean and it's moving this way. If your soul is not anchored in Jesus, it will drift away. We give God praise. Hallelujah. He is the master of the orchestra. He is the conductor of the orchestra. And so whatever is raging in your life, fear not, because the Lord is with you. Fear not, because you can speak to the storms and they will cease. Fear not. Hallelujah. We give God praise. I speak to every storm in your life. Peace be still. Peace be still. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for another day that you've kept us. We thank you that you're carrying us through whatever storms there may be, God. God, whether it be a physical storm, a spiritual storm, a mental storm, a job storm, wherever the storm is, God, we ask that you step up, God. You lift up a standard against the enemy. God, we thank you for peace. We thank you for peace. God, we thank you for peace, God. God, we thank you in Jesus' name that as your glory and your spirit, God, is with us throughout our day, God. Let us exude your peace and your love and your kindness, God. But more so, God, we ask for peace in whatever situations we go to. As we step into a job interview, we ask for peace, God. As we step into the banks, we ask for peace, God. As we step into our homes, we ask for peace, God. As the children step into school, God, we ask for peace, God. God, we speak peace to every storm, God. Like Pastor Terry said, those that are over in other countries, God, we speak peace to those storms, God, those war countries, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God, that you would carry them through the storm, God. Protect their mind, protect their spirits, God, as they go through the storm, God. God, trouble don't last always. But we thank you, God, that as we're going through it, God, hallelujah, we have no fear, God. We come against the enemy on every hand, God. We can combat anything through you, God. With you, all things are possible, God. God, we thank you and we glorify your name, God. God, we say have your way in the storm, God. Use the storm, God. But God, let us come out like with no scorchless, God. God, we thank you. We glorify your name. We lift you up, God. We magnify you, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God, that as we go through, God, you're in the storm with us, God. God, as we go through, God, you're carrying us, God. You're protecting us, God. You have your shield above us, God. You have your covering around us, God. We thank you, God, that no weapon that's formed against us will prosper, and all those that rise up will fall, God. God, we thank you. Hallelujah. We even thank you for the storms, God. God, we thank you that you're perfecting things around us, God. God, we thank you. Hallelujah. That as we speak to the storms, God, hallelujah, your glory will be manifested, God. People will see your goodness and your mercy, God. They will see your kindness through you just being there with us, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, for every storm that comes to our life, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for every family that's going through, God, those that have lost loved ones, God. God, we ask in Jesus' name that you protect and comfort, God. Wrap your arms around Brother Mike, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. All those that are in Africa, God, God, let them be, you be with them, God. Use them for your glory, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Christ, God. All those that are in the hospitals and nursing homes and rehabilitation center, God. God, we plead the blood of Jesus over them, God. Protect them, God. Let them be healed, God. Let the people that minister to them, God, have joy and love, God. God, we pray for Sister Keisha's health, God. God, we pray for Sister Ani's health, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, you said, Lord, that by your stripes we're healed, and we thank you for your healthy bodies, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name for the brother that passed from gun violence, God. God, we pray for his family, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that you comfort that family. Put your arms around them, God. Let them know that you're in control, God. God, we thank you, and we speak peace to the storms, God. The brother that's sick in Mississippi, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God, that by your stripes he's healed, God. God, we plead the blood over our children, our kids, God, our youth, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, God, that you would lift up a standard against the enemy, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name as they play these games, God. God, the video games, we pray that you would keep their minds, God, keep their spirits, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that nobody would come in and try to manipulate them, God. God, we pray for honesty, and we pray for Sharice, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that no weapon that's formed against them will prosper, God. God, we lift up a standard against the enemy, God. We speak to the storm, the sickness storm, God. Hallelujah. We speak to the storms, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God, and we say, peace be still, God. God, we speak to our financial storms, and we say, peace be still, God. God, we speak to our mental storms, and we say, peace be still, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, for our education storms, and we say, peace be still, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name for our marriage and relationship storms, and we say, peace be still, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name for our financial come up, God. God, we pray, peace be still. God, we thank you for interviews and jobs, God, but we say, peace be still in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, God. We speak to our storms, and we stand on your word, and we know that you're in control, God. God, we give you the reins in our life. We give you the reins in our situations, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that as we give you the reins, God, hallelujah, that you would lead us and guide us into all truth, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, that your protecting arms are around us, God. God, we glorify your name. We say, have your way in our lives. Move by your spirit, God. Let your anointing flow, God. As we come in, God, as people see that we're going through, God, and they see the storms of life are raging in our lives, God, God, we pray in Jesus' name that we can be a light in dark places, God. We can show your strength, God. We can show your kindness, God. We can show your love, God. We can say something, God, that will edify and glorify you, God, that will lift somebody's spirit, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that somebody's would see the light that we're shining, God. Somebody, God, will ask, what must I do to be saved, God? And, God, we have the answer, God. We can pray for them, God. We can walk them through, God, and have them, show them how to have a relationship with you, God. God, we don't have to wait till Sunday, God, but we can minister from our locations, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for this ministry that's showing us how to be ministers, God. God, we thank you for this ministry that's teaching us, hallelujah, how to share, how to not be afraid, that's teaching us how to go forth and be ambassadors on this earth, God. God, we thank you for this ministry, God, hallelujah, that is filling us with your word, God, filling us, hallelujah, with the anointing, filling us with power from above, God. We thank you, hallelujah, for this ministry. We thank you for all ministries that's represented on this line, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that the anointing will flow through their ministries, God. The word will come forth boldly, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. And we speak to every storm in every ministry that's represented on this line, God. Every individual ministry, God. Every person that's ministering from their location, God. God, we speak to every storm and we say, peace be still in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we ask that you come in like a flood and lift up a standard against the enemy, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, for your anointing. We thank you, God, for your glory, God. We thank you, God, for your peace that passes all of our understanding, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, for being so good to us, God, watching out for us, God, making sure that we're okay, God, we're all right. We thank you, Jesus. We lift you up, God. Hallelujah. We say, have your way, God. Use this line as a prayer tool, God, in the name of Jesus to draw people closer to you, God. God, we thank you and we praise you that this prayer line, God, brings your presence in, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that your anointing will be found on this line, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that your anointing, God, will be here and people will find refuge for their soul, God. They will be strengthened, God. The life of God will be breathed into them, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, hallelujah, for your grace and your power and your love, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God, as we leave this place, God, that we won't leave your presence, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name as we go forth in our lives, God, that you would always be with us, God. God, that we would just have the tenacity and the boldness, God, to share your goodness and your mercy, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that no fear would be among us, God. We bind up the spirit of fear, God, and let us minister from our location, God, in peace. We love you, Jesus. We worship you, God. Hallelujah. We glorify your name, God. You're holy, God. You're wonderful, God. You're kind. Hallelujah. We glorify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's worship the Lord together if you can. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. We love him and we praise his name. I do want to encourage you before we leave, make sure you sow your seed. This is good ground. We're reaching a lot of people. And I do want to encourage you all to sow your seed. You may not see them on the line. You may not see them on the YouTube, but people are being reached. A lot of people don't put in, you know, we can't track them if they don't say anything, but we can see the numbers. And so we are reaching the masses. And so I do want you all to continue to share, continue to tell people about the ministry so we can do the work of Christ. And we can do more work with your gifts. I encourage you to go to our website, ekcministries.org. You can give that way, or you can give by way of Cash App, which is Bishop Eric Clark, and you can give that way. People of God, it's time for our daily bread. We are fed every day through the Word of God online with Bishop Eric Clark on our YouTube channel. I encourage you, if you have a moment, go and get the word. Make sure you're getting the word. If you're not getting the word, we're not growing. And so get the word so you can grow. All right, people of God, you all have a lovely day. The Daily Bread is on in about a, right now, I think in a minute. And so make sure you go and get your word. God bless you. God bless you. And thank you for joining us today. Come back tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Blessing. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Amen.